What blocks your worship also blocks your peace. And in Luke chapter 7, verse 50, Jesus said to this woman with a prostitution past, he said, your faith has healed you. And he said, go in peace. Peace is yours, the peace of God, peace with God. This great peace from God, this woman has it as she's worshiped the Lord. And so those same things that hold you back in worship, it could be your pride, it could be grudges, you don't want to, you know, weigh the cost of following Jesus. There's so many things that hold us back. But when you break through that, the freedom that Jesus wants you to have, and you worship him, at the same time you really worship Jesus, God's peace fills you. And worship is not just one time on the weekend. Worship is a lifestyle all week long. Jesus said to this woman, go in peace. She's had an encounter in worship with the Lord, but she's also going to go in his peace throughout the week. When you continue to honor God, when you're at home, the way you parent, the way you work, your attitudes, your words, the way you treat people when they're not around, all this is worship. And so out of being close with Jesus, just continue to walk with him, abide, and his peace will be with you as you continue to worship him throughout the week. Let the music and singing at church on the weekend be a catalyst to set the tone for the rest of your week. And worshiping Jesus is what you're made to do. His peace is what you're made to receive. Draw near to the one who is the Prince of Peace.